How big can OLED TV get? A look at where the OLED TV market stands at the midpoint of 2023 by Stephen Silver. The first OLED organic light emitting diode TV arrived on the market in 2007 in the form of the Sony XEL1. It was just 11 inches, sporting 960 by 540 native resolution, which did not even meet the definition of HDTV. And retailed for $2,500. The category has come a long way in the nearly 16 years since. While it's a premium product that only takes up a single-digit percentage of the overall TV market, OLED TVs dominate the ranks of the highest-rated televisions available on the market. Sales of the TVs exploded during the pandemic, and while economic uncertainty has slowed growth in the years since, the future of OLEDs look bright. If you go back to the introduction to OLED TVs, it's definitely done better in the last few years than it's ever done before, said Paul Gagnon, Vice President and Industry Advisor, Consumer Technology for Circana, told Dealership in an interview. Circana was formed from the recent merger of NPD Group and IRI Research. During the pandemic in particular, 2021 and early 2022, it did really well. Sales grew, shares grew, because consumers had a lot more disposable income, they were less price sensitive, and I guess enough of the messaging had broken through on what the attribute benefits of OLED, and all of the picture quality advantage that OLED has, and the people were willing to pay that during that time. Gagnon also adds that sales are not quite growing as much of late because price sensitivity has returned to the TV market in a big way, with inflation and overall economic picture complicating matters. The state of the market. According to Omdia Research, cited by Reuters, the worldwide OLED TV market is expected to grow nearly 6% to $11.7 billion in 2023. A number that is expected to reach $12.9 billion by 2027. In terms of OLED TV market share globally, LG Electronics leads with 54.6%, followed by Sony with 26.1% and Samsung with 6.1%. A few smaller manufacturers also have a presence in the OLED market. According to Gagnon, OLED TVs account for almost 3.5% of the total TV market in the U.S., but because they sell at a much higher price point, OLED TVs make up closer to 40% of the 1,000 and over segment. In addition, OLED TVs in the U.S. grew 41% in 2020, 80% in 2021, 22% in 2022, and 4% year-to-date in 2023, per Circana's data. Samsung, while discontinued producing OLED TVs back in 2014, re-entered the market in 2022 with QD OLED TV, a concept that was something of a hybrid of OLED TV and QLED that Samsung had been producing for several years. Omdia reported in January that Samsung had dramatically ramped up production of QD OLED TVs in the second half of 2022. In mid-May, Reuters reported that a long-rumored deal was finally coming to fruition. LG Display deal was finally coming to fruition. LG Display had reached an agreement to supply Samsung Electronics with OLED panels. The deal, which is of mid-May, had not been officially announced by either party, would entail LG Display supplying 2 million units next year and 3 to 5 million OLED panels in future years. The Reuters story speculated that the deal could move Samsung into the number two spot among OLED manufacturers. LG Display, which makes the panels, is an entirely separate company from LG Electronics, which among many other businesses makes and markets the actual TVs. LG Display was previously selling OLED TVs to Sony and LG Electronics. The dealer's case for OLED TV. When it comes to dealers encouraging customers to choose OLED TVs, it's all about the picture. If you talk to TV brands and retailers who are selling these sets, the benefits of OLED TV tend to focus on much better dynamic contrast to performance. Black levels are really good, Gagnon said. The nature of how the display technology works means that it's really good at fast-moving, fast-motion type images. He also cited color performance. I think at this point, this many years in, consumers are largely starting to understand what it is, Gagnon said. They don't struggle with what OLED as a technology is. They're becoming more familiar with it. But like any product category, when prices remain high and consumers buy TVs to fill a function, it can be a bit of a challenge to get customers to upgrade. That's the role of the retailer and the brand in terms of educating consumers to make that step up. Rave reviews. One thing is certain, OLED TVs have drawn huge acclaim from those who evaluate TVs. TechRadar picks LG's C2 OLED TV the best TV available on the market, while Digital Trends named LG's G3 OLED TV the best TV you can buy right now. Artings.com published a running ranking of the best TVs on the market that is reviewed, and the list is absolutely dominated by OLED TVs, with the top 18 models on the list all OLED TVs of various varieties and vintages. Samsung's 95B QD OLED model from 2022 is in the top spot, followed by the 2023 version, the S95C. LG's G2 and G3 OLED TVs are the third and fourth, followed by Sony's QD OLED TV, the A95K and the A80K, both from 2022. The Samsung S95B is an incredible OLED TV with exceptional picture quality. The new quantum dot OLED technology delivers incredible picture quality with much brighter colors than traditional white OLED panels from LG and Sony. With the exception of the incredibly bright LG G3 OLED, Artings writes in their review of the Samsung QD OLED TV from 2022. The future of the OLED market. While Gagnon sees headwinds in the way this year, he believes they will clear before long. I think for the rest of this year, what I'm forecasting for 2023 as a whole, volume for OLED TVs will be roughly flat. I don't think it'll lose share or go down. I don't think it'll grow a lot in this high price sensitivity environment, Gagnon said. And then next year, especially in 2025, hopefully we push past this economic hurdle, and then we're going to have a lot of buyers who are going to be less price sensitive looking to upgrade TVs. And I do think the OLED market will grow a bit more next year and the year after.